Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home. Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning. This is the show that is by and about being on the road. I make my living playing music in bars and casinos all over the western states and over in Britain. And this week's show is the third of three, where I'm kind of commemorating the Alaska Folk Festival, because I'm over in Scotland now and have to be missing it, which kind of breaks my heart. But I was able to attend the Alaskan Folk Festival last year. It takes place down in Juneau, Alaska, and you'll know most of this if you live in Alaska or if you listen to the last two shows, but it is a real musicians' festival. There's only one paid performer in the whole festival, and that's the kind of national act, the headliner, that they bring up one headlining act a year, and then other than that, everyone volunteers their time. All the stage crew is a volunteer, and most everyone in the festival gets a 15-minute performance slot. So it's a great festival to attend, because if you happen to not really be into the music that's playing just then, well, it's only going to be going on for a few more minutes. And if you are really into the music that's going on right then, you get a good solid 15-minute chunk of it. And so it works out great. And so it's a little town kind of nestled among the mountains there, and you know, between the sea and the mountains, Juneau, Alaska. And it's really special to be there in that April when the flowers are just starting to come out of the ground. Spring is beginning to spring, and there's folks walking all around town with guitars and banjos and mandolins, and just about anywhere you can find a nice spot to sit down where it's not raining, there's people with those banjos and guitars and mandolins out playing them and singing, and there's music just about everywhere in the city during that week. And one of my favorite spots to hear music is the Alaskan Hotel. The hotel was originally built during the gold rush that was the foundation of the city of Juneau, and the hotel was built in 1913, and it's a hotel that, it was, to me, it seems like it was built perhaps in a hurry. There are no two rooms alike in the Alaskan Hotel, and it's an all-wood structure, and it's one of those hotels where if it was properly restored, it might be a grand Victorian lodging experience. But what I love about the Alaskan Hotel is it's maintained but not really restored, and so the a lot of the furniture, most everything inside is kind of a mix of vintage and modern stuff, but they do a good job of kind of keeping the hotel the way it always has been, which is kind of a not so expensive place to stay that'll, you know, keep a nice roof over your head and give you what you need to be on your way there in Juneau. So we're going to hear, I dug up some recordings that I made in the hallways of the Alaskan Hotel last year at Folk Festival, and I'm going to kind of mix those in with a description I wrote last night of my experiences in the Alaskan Hotel last year. And you have to understand that when the bar downstairs in the hotel closes and all the bars in town close around 2 a.m., a lot of people migrate into the Alaskan Hotel, and whether you have a room there or not, people hang out, and it's actually hard to walk down the hallways around 3 a.m. during the folk festival because there's so many people in this hotel. As a matter of fact, the owner of the hotel, I heard last year, the owner of the hotel was thinking of trying to limit the number of people that go upstairs because he was worried that the old wood structure might just collapse at some point. And everyone's playing music. Well, not everyone. There's lots of people spectating, but just about every second room or second or third room, there's kind of a band gathered around the bed playing and drinking beers, and there might be a jam going on in the hallway. And my friend Rolf Buzzle, who often plays with me when I'm down at the folk festival, he spent probably 4 hours standing in a bathtub in one of the communal hallways one time, playing his harmonicas along with a ad hoc bluegrass band. So we're going to head into the recordings here in the description of the Alaskan Hotel. And if I got some room, I'll play some music from an Alaskan artist at the end, but we'll back announce that. We'll see how things go. Once again, my name is Dave Manning. You're listening to the My Home is on the Road show. Travel with me now to 2009 in the Alaskan Hotel at Folk Festival time. Alaskan Hotel at Folkfest. Two doors face Franklin Street. At first, as I walk up the sea-breezed sidewalk from a night of country dance to an old-fashioned and ad hoc fiddle band, is the double wooden doors to the saloon. It's century-old gold rush decor, the whole place built in haste when money was good and waiting to be made. Wood frame on wood frame. Maybe there was no plan to this building at all. 3.5 stories of wood nailed to wood. The saloon is packed, the bar swamped. A bluegrass funk fusion is pushing sound hard out of the stage. Dance close, the floor is tight and jumping. I set a whiskey rocks on the PA speaker. The music flows over and through me. Couples dot the balcony. Yes, a balcony. I've stared in the eyes of a forbidden love on that balcony over glasses of red wine. But that was years ago. Oil painting of a naked lounging woman calls through time from the last century above the staircase. The bar is wet, the sound filling, but the real action will be upstairs, upstairs, when the bar closes. They warn you, you know. If you try to book a room during Folkfest at the Alaskan Hotel, they warn you that they will not try to stop the music. It's an all-night jam every night during the festival. I'm couch surfing at Jen and Bridget's. I'm staying in their apartment. They've booked room 322 in the Alaskan, booked a room in a hotel a 15-minute walk from their apartment. They want to live, breathe, and sleep where the party is. I drink a whiskey, sit on a cooler in their room. The bar's about to close. I'm camped by the Victorian Bay window. The sill is pushed open. People fill the 2 a.m. sidewalks below. Smoke from my hand-rolled cigarette blows out over the wet streets. A cacophony of folk music, conversation drifts into the end of the cul-de-sac room. No two rooms in the Alaskan are the same. And soon, I should go visit 311. In 311, one walks in the door, down a stubby hallway, up a stubby staircase, and into a kitchenette, bed loft, over the steps. Yeah. 311 has a window that opens to the roof. The roof. The desk clerk comes up about once an hour to kick everyone off. There are no railings, 3 stories to concrete. But we chance a stroll on the wet roof paper, look out over the city lights, orange, white, and twinkling. The city creeps up the mountain, but stops where it gets steep. The ocean, the fjord, twinkles with the lights and the traffic on the far side. But that's not why I'm in 311. I'm here for spaghetti. I'm here for spaghetti and a tall fisherman's daughter of a girl with flowing sandy hair and a beautiful wide smile. She's friends with Jen and Bridget, where I'm couch surfing. Remember them in 322? They introduced us. I felt a little like a local today when she said hello outside the grocery store. Her cart was full of spaghetti fixins, and she was waiting on a cab under gunmetal gray skies. We small talked and smiled slowly. At the Red Dog Saloon earlier, we two-stepped. or she two-stepped and I followed along. She was looking for a dance partner. She was looking for a twirl. I was just a lesson she had to give. Dark beard, deep-eyed man, she danced with him. Like a rough-neck Alaskan fisherman come in for a night on the town, he twirled her with smiles in a room thick with the steam of people, the smell of life. The folks who played with me on stage, my band as it were, sit next to me on the balcony there in the Red Dog Saloon. They talk, still excited from the stage rush. I watch Laura dance with the fishermen over their shoulders. Later, in 311, she smiles to see me. I stir the pasta, cut the bread, take a stroll on the roof. But there's an emergency. She forgot the Parmesan cheese. Where to get some Parmesan cheese at 3 a.m. in Juneau, Alaska, on a Saturday night? I ask if Romano will do. Then, I go on a mission. There has to be some cheese in this goddamned hotel, and I'm gonna find it. And if I don't, I know I have some Romano in my backpack, in room 322, with Jen and Bridget. Down the hall stuffed with people, wood and strings, bands, instant bands that form when a banjo player meets an upright bass player under the velvet wallpaper in the hallway. The guitar singer from a bluegrass band 3,000 miles away strums along and takes the lead. I wade through. I join and leave conversations. I dance. I smile. I touch people on the back in a silent excuse me among the cacophony. I squeeze by. The band always yields to the traveler. It takes about 45 minutes to make it the 100 yards from room 311 to room 322 where Jen and Bridget are. I pass the shared toilet and the showers and the staircase that leads down, tipped as it may be, wood settling after 100 years. Down to the street, the pit, down to the real world. Stay away, I tell myself. I don't know how many more hours till dawn, but until then, I'm here in music heaven, soaking it up like a big folk festival sponge. Well, no Parmesan or Romano for Laura's spaghetti in room 311. None, except I find my way to 322, and Jen is still there. She's mixing a Jack and Coke with coveted ice from the cooler.
Bill Monroe was the L. Ron Hubbard of bluegrass.
Yes, and then we're talking about
the anagram. What's an anagram? The legitimate philosophy, I think, of L. Ron Hubbard, that he thinks that you stored certain memories and stuff in your brain that kick in and affect the rest of your life. He was very philosophical, but so was, like, Bill Monroe was a good musician. Because, I mean, that body and every last aspect of it.
We drink to prosperity and I rifle through my backpack and find the palm-sized triangle of Romano wrapped in a plastic bag. And back. Stop and enjoy the music here. Share a joke there. Back to 311. I chop the Romano with my Leatherman pocket knife / super tool. We eat spaghetti. The handful of people in the 4 a.m. room enjoy warmth, friendship, a quiet moment. Spaghetti. A moment. When dawn comes, we don't know it. The hotel stays dark inside. But out of the door, between the third and fourth floor in that weird staircase, you see the hotel is nestled onto a hillside so steep that the staircase between the third and fourth floor exits to the ground, up 12 little steps to Gastineau Avenue. 12 little steps that are among the thousands of pedestrian steps all across the city of Juneau. I'm up there smoking a cigarette with the waitress from the Snow City Cafe back in Anchorage. She recognizes me. The sky turns dark blue. The sun will come up soon. I go back inside. Clusters of mostly drunks linger on the carpet by doorways. I sit on the bottom step, feet on the hallway of the third floor. I slur sentences with some girl from somewhere in Alaska.
Yes, it does. Fully. Yeah, you need it. No, I'm just kidding.
Did I? Oh, the tiny cube. And all of a sudden, what do you all folks want to hear? No, I want to play square dances.
Did you actually form a word in that last sentence? Because it was all just like, no offense, but it was all just like,
lots of syllables.
You know, like,
maybe it's time to go home. Home. A couch surfer's temporary mattress in the spare room. I should go there and sleep until... When do I have to be up tomorrow? Oh, man. Wasn't there a workshop or something? Yeah, I know one of my friends is leading a workshop. I should really show up. Well, there's the dawn. A rustling awake city surrounds me on the 20-minute walk home. I'll figure it out when I get there. I'll figure it out when I get there.
I'm gonna go get some more.
All right, recording there, very typical of the kind of jams that go on in the hallways all night long at the Alaska Hotel during Folk Festival week. One of the years I was down there, I ran into Kevin Barr in the hallway, who during their existence was the lead singer for the Undertaken Daddies, and he's got one of those fantastic country voices. I think he ranks right up there with George Jones and some of the best of country music. So we're going to play a couple tracks here from the Undertaken Daddies, and maybe you can kind of imagine what it would be like to run into this guy playing an acoustic guitar in the hallway at 2 a.m., unfortunately, I didn't have the recorder with me, but here's the Undertaken Daddies, Kevin Barr singing the lead vocals.
Okay, so we're going.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Turns to night. Soon they'll switch off the prison light. Hearing myself, I'm making plans. A big hole with you tonight again. These walls and bars can't hold a dreaming man. So I'll be home to tuck the babies in. You can change my body, but not my mind. And I'll break out again tonight. He don't know about my new suit and tie. I'm gone where when I'm with you tonight. These walls and bars can't hold a dream. So I'll be home to tuck the babies in. You can change my body, but not my mind. And I'll break out again tonight. Yes, I'll break out again tonight.
The Undertaken Daddies there, a band based out of Whitehorse, Yukon Territories, but unfortunately it's a band that no longer exists. They recorded two great albums on Caribou Records, and those two albums are still available, and the lead singer, who I ran into in the hallway at one of the Alaska folk festivals at up in the Alaskan Hotel in the wee hours of the morning, his name is Kevin Barr, and He just came out with a solo CD, and you can check out more about him and his music at kevinbarrmusic.com. And he spells bar with two R's, so it's kevinbarrmusic.com. And also, if you want to check out the Alaskan Hotel, they've got a great website where you can even see pictures of some of the rooms. You can. There's definitely a picture of 311 on there, so you can check that out. I've stayed at the Alaskan Hotel a few times when I'm in Juneau and always had a great time. And also, I want to thank Jen and Bridget, the gals that let me couch surf in their apartment while I was at the Folk Festival last year. Their names have been changed to protect the guilty. And so that's not actually the real names, but I do want to give a big thank you. You know who you are. And also, I want to give a big thank you to Groundswell Media Productions. They are the folks that keep DaveManning.net up and running. And that's where you can find out more about me and more about my music, and all the My Homes on the Road shows are archived there. And speaking of the show, I want to let you know that this is the third of three shows I have done about the Alaska Folk Festival. And so if you're ever can manage to arrange your life in such a way to attend the Alaskan Folk Festival, it's the first or second week in April each spring, so make sure you check that out if you can. And I also want to, of course, give a thank you to Nathan at Groundswell for keeping the website up and running, though every time I see him when I'm visiting Missoula, Montana, I've got to remind him of this one nugget of knowledge that I learned at the Alaska Folk Festival.
Bill Monroe was the L. Ron Hubbard of bluegrass.
All yes, right. Safe travels and have yourself a fantastic day.
I'm glad you came to see me underneath this old pine tree. Even though I can't hold you anymore, black is not your color. Who's that in the car? Does he know who you really are? So baby, are you happy now that I'm pushing up Daisy? The roses are what you'd have me send to you. I know I can never please you with such a common flower, but daisies are the best that I can do. I met you in the springtime. I wasn't ready for the fall. Seasons, they will come, then they're gone. Summer's love can fool you, leave you feeling nothing's wrong. But winter's chill cuts right to the bone. So baby, are you happy now that I'm pushing up Daisy? The roses are what you'd have me send to you.